Would you turn with me to the Epistle to Hebrews, the 4th chapter? A few scriptures for our meditation this morning. In the 4th chapter of this epistle, I'm going to begin reading at the 14th verse through the end, 14th, 15th, and 16th. It says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." And this is the verse that is really pressing my heart this morning. "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Praise God. The priesthood of Christ, our great high priest that's passed into heavens. And he says, come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy, find help in the time of need. Would you hold this place and go with me to Matthew, the 27th chapter. Just two verses in the 27th chapter of Matthew. And I will tie these two together. This is Jesus being crucified in this 27th chapter, and it is right at the end, and we're going to begin reading the verse 50, 27th Matthew, 50th verse, and 51. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. And I want to stop the reading right here. What do these two verses have to do with each other? How are they related? We have to understand the worship, the Jewish worship in the tabernacle. There were courts set aside in the tabernacle. There was the brazen altar upon which sacrifice was made. Inside the temple were two main rooms, the holy place and the holy of holies. The holy place is where the priests that were ordained would come in and perform the sacrifices. The Holy of Holies was behind this curtain, the veil. And only the priest could enter the Holy of Holies once a year. The priest could enter the holy place only at certain times and to perform prescribed religious functions. No one ever just, as we would say, hung out there. It was not that kind of thing. It was not a place for leisure. But the sacred place, very center of Jewish worship, took place in that small area, the Holy of Holies. And this priest, the high priest, can only enter once a year. On the Day of Atonement, he went in. He had to wear special garments. He must bring with him the blood of the sacrifice to sprinkle on the mercy seat, the gold lid that was on the Ark of the Covenant, for the sins of himself and the people. He had bells on his vestiture so people could hear him moving around in there. and know that he was still alive. Because if he did, if he was out of order, if he wasn't cleansed ceremonially, if he didn't have on the robes and all that the law required, he would be struck dead. They tied a rope around his ankle in case that would happen, so they could not go in. They would pull him out. Everything about that whole system screamed, stay away. Don't come near. You're not worthy. And we read in Hebrew, come boldly to the throne of grace. The priest did not come boldly into the Holy of Holies. He came with great fear because of God's judgments. It wasn't a boldness. It was with fear. And here we see, in case the Jews were tempted to forget, they put this curtain between the Holy of Holies and the holy place. And you may think of it like the drapes we have in our home. No, it's nothing like that. This was 60 foot long, 20 foot wide. It stood up in the air 60 feet. It was 4 or 5 inches thick. It was beautifully adorned and put together. It took 300 men to lift it into place. 300 men to lift it into place. God had to be separated from unholy man, unrighteous man. And the priest only once a year could go in. And the word says it was torn, ripped, was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. No man did that. It was the hand of God that tore that curtain in two, top to bottom. Could never be torn by hand. It was too heavy. It was too strong. But God did it. At the time, Jesus gave up the ghost. At the time, he died. The sacrifice was complete. The blood offering was complete. And now it signified the opening into the Holy of Holies was now possible. Can you imagine the people standing without in the outer court and outside the temple, the tabernacle structure, were there waiting to see if the offering, the sacrifice, would be accepted? There was fear. But Christ, the perfect Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice, shed his blood, praise God, and he paid the price of your sin and my sin. We have access into the throne room of heaven. Oh, glory to God this morning. We have access, my brother and sister, any time of the day or night. Wherever we're at, we can have access into the throne room of heaven. It wasn't like that in the old covenant. Because the blood offering didn't erase the sin, it just covered it. But Jesus Christ, the blood of that perfect Lamb of God, cleansed, praise God, every sin stain that was and is at that time and would ever be, praise God, because of that sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord. A road was opened into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus. The word says in a new and living way through the curtain that is his body, praise God. The song, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, the second verse says, when darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. Praise God. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Good news for you and I that struggle with our own sense of weakness and failure. Oh, praise God. God, open the door. Through the sacrifice, do we appreciate the love that Jesus, that God showed through the sacrifice of his Son. God, open the door. If Jesus hadn't come, perhaps we would still be sacrificing bulls and goats. There would be no Christianity because Christ had not come. But Christ came at the appropriate time and sacrificed himself. Praise God, paid the price for your sin and my sin this morning. Praise God. Oh Lord, help us. We can dwell with him. And in this Hebrew chapter that we read, it says, "For let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need." Man's great need is mercy. It's mercy. We need mercy. Sin has separated us from God. And it's the mercy of God that we need. Praise the Lord. And he says, we may find mercy in the time of need. Praise God. The needs that we have, there are times where temptation to sin, times when we're weak in the faith, times when we backslide or sometimes when we look the other way. Sometimes we let this carnal nature take over and we do our own mind, convince ourselves we don't need this. We can serve God on our terms. And we need mercy. We can pick and choose how we're going to serve God. And that's not the way God wants it. We got to be sold out to Christ. Sold out to him, praise God. And we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Can you picture the difference of how they behaved under the old covenant? They were afraid to come into the Holy of Holies. Can you imagine what was going through that priest's mind before he entered through the veil? Oh, Lord. And here you and I can be driving down the highway in our cars and just think about the Lord and just whisper a prayer. And we're into the Holy of Holies. We're in the presence of God. God is restoring. He wants to restore what he did at the start of creation, where he talked and walked with Adam and Eve. There was fellowship, there was communion, and now he wants to restore that. He wants us to come into his presence. Oh, praise God. He wants to be close with his creation. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Sometimes trials come, adversity in our lives, difficult situations, relationship problems, marital problems, physical problems. And the Word of God encourages, come boldly to the throne of grace. Oh, praise the Lord. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Why will you carry it? Why will you tolerate? Why will you let this burden rest on you? You can't carry it. I can't carry it. We have to bring it to the Lord. Lord, it seems so impossible. I don't know how to approach. Just go in simplicity of faith. Praise God. It is called the throne of grace because from it flows God's love, his help, his mercy, His forgiveness, His wisdom, His spiritual power, the spiritual gifts, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, all that we need in any circumstance, praise God, the throne of grace. You see, God saw our condition when He made this creation, and at the appropriate time sent Jesus to pay the price for your sin and my sin, that we could be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, praise God, washed clean, that the Holy Spirit could come and take up residence within us. The vessel had to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus, praise God, the perfect sacrifice that was offered for your sin and my sin. And then He sent the Holy Spirit to help us, to minister to us all the things that we need, the wisdom, the strength, the power to live the life and be holy, praise God. Oh, Lord, thank You so much that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, boldly into His presence because of the blood of Jesus, because of the sacrifice that was made. Oh, thank You, Lord. Lord, help us this morning as we consider what You have done, as we examine ourselves. Where do we stand individually with the Lord? God has provided, you know, Peter, I believe it's Peter writes that He's given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Praise God, all things. Where do we stand? Is there any reason to fail? Is there any reason to go back on the Lord? Is there any reason to lose out? None, none whatsoever. God provided everything we need. Where is your heart? Where is my heart? Is it on the Lord? Is it seeking Him? Is it asking Him to take complete control? God understands our weaknesses, our frailties, our failures. The psalmist says, He knows all about me, my down sitting, my uprising, every thought that's in my mind, every word that's in my mouth, the Lord knows it. And yet He loves us. He prepared a path for you and I. He prepared a direction for us. Lord, help us to find that direction. Sometimes we go along this journey in life and we have no direction and we just seem to bounce from thing to thing, and the Lord says, follow Me. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what vocation to pick. I don't know what person I want to marry someday. I don't know. Lord, would You guide me and lead me? Come boldly to the throne of grace. Mercy and help in the time of need. Oh, praise God. The Lord's waiting on us. The Lord is doing everything He can to attract us, to draw us. And sometimes it seems like we sit back and we're satisfied with so little in this life. Oh, the fame, the attention, the accomplishments of in school or sports or in our job, whatever situation is there, the attainment of wealth and power, that those things all don't satisfy the soul. But they attract us and they distract us from going to the Lord. And God says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Praise God, seek My face. Draw closer to Me. I want to bless You. I want to bless You. I want to give You all that You need, praise God. Don't you want everything from the Lord this morning? Why would we settle for so little? Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Praise God. What a contrast. The priest, once a year, adorned with the robes, ceremonially cleansed, following the law scrupulously, taking the blood sacrifice into the Holy of Holies to spread it on the mercy seat, and waiting for God to answer. And you and I, when things come in our life, haven't you caught yourself, found yourself sometimes, things happen, you know, just surprisingly, and you go, oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help me. Oh, Lord, I need you right now. And he's right there. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for the plan of salvation this morning. Thank you, Lord, for what you have witnessed to us. I pray the Holy Spirit would draw us closer. I pray the Holy Spirit is calling and saying, church, come on, draw closer to me. Draw closer to me. There's a lot of distractions out there. A lot of disappointments. The enemy is working to try and bring confusion. The enemy is working to try and bring discouragement. The enemy is trying to draw you away from Christ. Don't get too excited about serving Jesus. Don't make too big of a deal out of it. How can we say that when Christ sacrificed everything for you and I? Oh, Holy Spirit, would you examine us this morning? Examine our hearts. What things do we need to let go? What things do we need to confess? What things do we need to make right? Where are our priorities? You know, the preaching of the gospel, the preaching of the real truth, doesn't appeal to a lot of people because it involves sacrifice. It involves self-denial. It involves of crucifying self. And that's what this carnal nature doesn't want to do. This carnal nature wants to do what it wants to do. But, oh Lord, would you help us to crucify this flesh, to keep it under, praise God, that you might manifest your life in us, praise God. That's what God wants to do, is manifest the life of Christ in us. I pray the Lord strengthen you this morning and encourage you, praise God. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And Brother Ron, I've got this situation in my family. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Brother Ron, I have this pain in my body and this situation in my physical, and I can't seem to, the doctor's not giving me good news. Come boldly to the throne of grace. I have this weakness in my humanity. I have this attraction and I can't seem to overcome it. Come boldly to the throne of grace, praise God. Come boldly. Is God telling the truth? Yes, he is. Is he good on his promises? Absolutely. Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May his name be praised. Amen. Do we have a song?